Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
We have a picture of the pursuit.
Sammy's ready to serve. He's going to kill somebody.
We got him. We got him. They're down in the ditch.
Look around.
He's wrecked. He's wrecked.
No matter where you are, at any second, it could happen to you.
Oh, man, we need some help.
Because desperate criminals use desperate measures, no matter who gets in the way. For the next 60 minutes, you'll get a close-up view of what officers see every day. You'll ride shotgun in the most terrifying chases on the road. You'll feel the heat of the most explosive acts of criminal insanity ever captured on tape. Much of this footage has never been viewed by the public. Police and news agencies send us their most shocking video.
He's got a gun, he's got a gun.
So that you can know what they know. That to let your guard down, even for an instant, could mean disaster.
He's gonna run the red light, he's gonna run it.
So crank up your TV and don't turn away, because real life happens in the blink of an eye.
Shut your truck off.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. When you're responding code 3 to an emergency, there is a definite sense of the unknown. You just don't know what you're getting into.
That's one of the reasons officers share their videotapes, to remove some of that uncertainty, to let other cops know what's happening out there. Because when it comes to dealing with crime, take it from me, knowledge is power.
Laurel, Mississippi. Officer Jason Strickland has pulled this Buick over for having no license plates.
Go and step out for me, if you will.
The driver claims he's done nothing wrong, but Strickland isn't about to let his guard down.
Okay, he ain't got no guns or anything on him, do you?
The man is fidgety, so the officer takes precaution and searches him for weapons.
Relax, cuz. You're making me nervous as a jitterbug, okay?
I don't know when I'll be pulled over.
I know why you got pulled over. Go ahead and stand back here for me, if you would, okay? Right back here. Ain't got nothing under your hat, do you?
Deciding that the driver isn't a threat, the officer asks the passenger to exit the vehicle.
Hey, Carlo, step out for me, cuz.
That's when the driver makes a strange decision.
Ain't got no weapons on you, do you, Big Daddy? Now, stand back there for me, Damon. Damon. Stand back there at the back of the car for me there, cuz.
Despite the officer's direct order, and against any semblance of good sense, the man hops into the car.
Stand back there at the back of the car for me there, cuz.
Strickland bolts back to his cruiser as the passenger stands frozen in utter disbelief. Although the officer is taken off guard, he quickly reels in the slack behind the fugitive.
He done took off running. Can he get ready to go to 16th Avenue?
The suspect barely misses freeway traffic as he charges onto a busy highway. His trunk is flung open as he gasses the engine to breakneck speeds. But that's not all.
That car is fixing to blow up.
The back tire is torn to shreds. The ruined car should be impossible to control.
He's driving all over the wrong side of the road.
But somehow the man manages to maneuver the vehicle as it quickly turns into a traveling scrap heap.
We're coming up on 848.
The officer stays close behind, praying that this guy will wise up and hit the brakes before he hits another driver. But Strickland senses it's not a question of whether this outlaw will crash. It's a question of when and where. Seconds later, the inevitable happens. And in the worst possible place.
He can't finish a 10-fifth in front of coach.
Luckily, no students are present when the Buick pinballs off a van and two trucks. After a failed attempt to escape on foot, this guy now faces a host of felony offenses. But the violations he committed today are only the tip of the iceberg.
Go and step out for me, if you will.
In addition to his missing tags,
I know why you got pulled over.
He had a suspended license.
Step out for me, cuz.
11 traffic citations, an extensive rap sheet of drug offenses,
hey, he done took off running,
and a prior charge of carrying a concealed weapon. He knew from the start that he was about to lose his freedom again. But when this chase ended, he was lucky he didn't lose his life. Des Moines, Iowa. A 17-year-old driver is trying to lose Officer Dave Sabert in the dust. The kid was only wanted for running a stop sign. But now he and his passenger are blowing through back alleys like they have something to hide. Hitting potholes and dips at 60 miles per hour, the driver is tearing his Ford Thunderbird apart. It's enough to make Officer Sabert wonder what's behind the driver's desperate flight. The suspect bursts out onto a cross street, but the officer sticks with him, radioing every move to units en route. Unable to shake the cruiser, the suspect dodges back into the narrow corridor. As alley trash and potholes batter Officer Sabert's cruiser, he sees it's madness to try and beat a maniac at his own game.
Be careful. Interception. This guy's just going right out of the alley.
The officer slows down, losing sight of the T-Bird's taillights. But he follows the suspect's dust cloud at a safe speed. Suddenly, the trail ends. But the suspect's not lost.
Am I right behind him?
A backup cruiser has picked him up and taken over his lead unit. Now, the driver has to ditch two officers. But treating alleyways like the Autobahn has taken its toll. Sparks jet from its naked wheel as it grinds into the asphalt. Without traction, the car ricochets off a curb. But the bone-jarring jolt doesn't even slow him down. With a suspect this reckless, the only option left is brute force. The word is given to ram him. The lead unit races forward to execute the order. With a tire-smoking push, the T-Bird is spun and boxed in. The police rush in, expecting two hardened fugitives. But the officers soon learn why these frightened teenagers ran. The driver had stolen this T-Bird from a drug dealer and had been a fugitive from both sides of the law ever since. The kid was lucky the police caught him first. Compared to what that drug dealer might have done, a stretch in prison could seem like easy time.
Our public buildings and our national monuments are important places to all of us, and oftentimes those are the very places that a deranged person will choose to make a violent statement.
Washington, D.C. The White House is more than just home to the president. It's one of America's most honored monuments and a symbol of democracy. But that symbolism also makes it a target for enemies. The daily flood of tourists has just begun when armed gunman Francisco Duran opens fire on the White House. Men, women, and children run for their lives as a madman empties the clip of his AK-47. But when he tries to reload on the run, a civilian steps up to take him down. The gunman tries to flee, but the Samaritan tackles him. A second civilian helps him hold the assailant at bay until authorities arrive. This madman thought that gunfire was the way to make a statement. But these two civilians made an even stronger one when they took him down with their bare hands. Coming up next, tips on police videos. What's it gonna take to stop these guys?
I'm not behind him.
Some steel-crunching guidance? How about some double-barreled advice?
Get out of the car!
When crooks won't yield to 10 tons of persuasion, they won't yield to anything. Next. Spike strips remain one of the simplest and most effective tools for stopping a pursuit. But the trick is stopping the suspect and not your fellow officers. Auburn, Indiana. A DUI suspect is barreling through town like a juggernaut. As he realizes he's being cornered, the cagey suspect resorts to evasive maneuvers. He lashes out at Deputy David Chirp.
Look out, look out.
Knowing he can't outrun the cruisers, the belligerent fugitive tries to airbag them instead. But the lawmen manage to drive the drunk off the residential roads and onto a secluded stretch of highway. In the lead unit, Auburn PD officer Stacy Sexton hounds the man every inch of the way. Taking a risk, Officer Sexton charges forward. He slingshots around the Jeep's rear bumper. The two brawny vehicles clash. Sexton shoves the SUV onto the shoulder, but the 4x4 just scrambles away. Meanwhile, Officer Sexton's wheels just spin in the dust. He's out of the chase. Pursuing officers catch up with the suspect again. But they realize it's foolish to challenge the SUV with brute force. Suddenly, the suspect turns back around, and Deputy Chirp sees a chance for a more subtle approach.
Somebody get them stop sticks behind us.
The drunk heads right toward Officer Sexton's crippled car and his freshly laid trap. Deputy Chirp swerves just in time. A trail of smoking rubber and sparks confirms the success.
He's driving on the rims right now.
The hobbled Jeep slows to 30 miles per hour, but it still won't stop.
He's all over the road now.
The officers radio for a second ambush.
You can get around up north. We can try some more stop sticks.
Another unit ahead quickly flings out a set of spikes.
I think we got it.
The drunken fugitive finally realizes he's trapped. He limps to a halt. But the cops from four jurisdictions find the guy still isn't cooperating.
Get out of the car, no! Get out of the car!
Finally, the pursuit is over. And only now do these Indiana officers learn how far the suspect had been running. He had stolen this Grand Cherokee while on a test drive from a car dealership in southern Georgia. The man had cut a path across four states, but it took the teamwork of these tenacious cops to bring his 1,000-mile test drive to an end. Atlanta, Georgia. It's 6 a.m. An hour when most people are still in bed.
I-75 north of Northside Drive.
A Georgia State Trooper, heading back to the station at the end of his night shift, makes a final traffic stop. It should only take a moment. But the suspect takes off in his fully loaded Cadillac DeVille.
I'm 1080.
A car with enough power to challenge the finest police cruiser.
South 7585.
In a matter of minutes, this freeway will be clogged with morning commuters. But for now, there's not much to slow them down. The trooper calls for backup, but most departments are changing shifts.
Any unit available?
For the time being, the trooper is on his own. The suspect makes a break for an exit ramp, then dodges back onto the freeway. The trooper may have been up all night, but he's not tired enough to fall for an old trick like that.
Still on South 75.
The suspect pushes the Cadillac faster, redoubling his efforts to outdistance the officer. And for a moment, it looks like he just might pull it off. The trooper watches as the runner zips across six lanes of traffic. Spotting a clear path, the officer catches up just as the driver exits.
Getting off at Cortland.
Deep into the heart of downtown Atlanta. Even here, the streets are deserted. But these buses are lining up and will soon be filling with children. The clock is ticking. Fortunately, the officer gets some desperately needed assistance. But before they can form a plan to stop him, the suspect pulls up short and heads back toward the freeway. This time, early risers on the way to the office keep the fugitive from gaining any distance. He dodges and squirms, looking for an escape route.
75 miles toward Chattanooga.
The runner branches off, heading toward another freeway. But in his confusion, he takes the wrong ramp.
Getting off at Piedmont.
The suspect finds himself spiraling back toward city streets, where his fast engine is no advantage. The officers come up behind him quickly, and the city unit moves in for the pit. But the suspect's not down yet. When the suspect hit his brakes, the second officer rammed him. The impact sent him over the center divide and drove the trooper into oncoming traffic. The trooper recovered just as the city unit rammed the caddy again. The suspect scrambles back to the right side as quickly as he can. Desperately trying to make his way back to the freeway, the runner slingshots through an empty parking lot. But when he turns down a residential street, he finds a surprise waiting. An officer challenges the runner to a standoff. This morning shift patrolman found the Cadillac headed straight for him and stopped this chase with the business end of a shotgun. Officers know to expect trouble any hour of the day.
I'm 1080.
But the crack of dawn is hardly a high time for criminal activity. This Georgia State Trooper was on his way home.
Getting off at Cortland.
When he suddenly found himself clocking in some overtime. But after some quick thinking and some expert driving, he cornered his man and was home in time for breakfast. Still to come.
Driver, don't move!
On police videos.
And there's an officer right behind him.
Crooks let it all hang out.
Footbelt.
Whether they're high school kids.
Now entering a school zone here.
Showing off a stolen ride. Or an interstate drug runner hauling a big bag of bud.
I don't blame you for not letting me serve.
Their damage is on display. Next.
Some youthful offenders see breaking the law as a fun thing to do. But from 500 feet up, police can see how dangerous their cheap thrills really are.
Burbank, California. The four teenagers in this Camaro aren't rushing to Van Nuys High School because they're late for algebra.
GTO now entering a school zone here.
They want to show off this stolen sports car to their friends.
It seems like the passenger's looking for someone. Did he just wave?
But their pals are inside attending class. These delinquents aren't impressing anyone, and the police are closing in.
We're still going in circles up here.
The officers hope to block them in as they circle the school again.
You can see the sports field bleachers on the right, and they're coming around again.
But the truant teens avoid the trap by speeding away from campus. They want to be seen in their cool ride, and the only way is to avoid police until class lets out.
178, vehicle's now heading eastbound.
As they maneuver into other neighborhoods, both San Fernando and Los Angeles police get on their tail.
There's at least three patrol cars and a chopper staying right on these suspects.
The two departments coordinate to stop traffic and box in these thrill-seeking brats.
Okay, up ahead. The traffic is stopped, and it looks like you won't be able to get through.
But the thieves find a way out by dodging directly toward oncoming traffic.
Very close there.
The teens return to school just as classes are about to let out. But now buses are lined up to take students home, and they block the Camaro's path.
It's a dead end. Footbail. Suspect running. And there's an officer right behind him.
This delinquent may have skipped gym class, but he still ends up running laps. A fast sprinter, this kid manages to outrun the cop on foot.
He's going around the block. This guy is still running.
But with motorcycles closing in, he finally realizes that recess is over, and he surrenders.
He gave up. The suspect being cuffed right now, and this case is all over.
The other joyriders are busted in front of their friends.
Police already have taken one of the suspects. Here's the last two, right here.
They all finally get to show everyone at school their cool ride. The back of a police car. These kids aren't quite so cocky anymore. The two male suspects had to face charges of car theft.
Did he just wave?
And the girl was sent to juvenile hall.
Very close there.
None of them got to be the big man on campus. And now, in addition to some lousy report cards,
Footbail.
They also have extensive rap sheets.
And this case is all over.
Granada, Mississippi. It's 2 a.m., and this driver thought he was the only one on the road. But there was one other car out at this hour, a police car. The cop caught him speeding, and now he crawls to a stop.
1039, George, X-ray.
But while Officer Larry Smith runs the truck's plate, the driver has a moment to do the math. He's got an open road in front of him, a powerful engine under his hood, and only one cop to beat. So he throws down the gauntlet. In a heartbeat, he's back on the open road, where his size and power give him an edge. But there's something he didn't count on. A backup cruiser arrives, and everything changes. Now the empty streets work to the officer's advantage. They have plenty of room to double-team the suspect.
We need to take him out here now.
Together, they close in on him like quicksand. And the more the driver struggles to get away, the more he becomes mired in their trap. Officer Smith takes the lead, and the tandem cruisers continue orbiting the pickup. Finally, the speed's too much, and the truck loses control. A sudden swerve lands him right in a ditch, sending glass raining down all over the road.
We're going in at 1052. 1052, he's upside down in the ditch.
Miraculously, the driver survives without a single broken bone. Once again, he's trapped, but now it's inside his own vehicle. This speeding driver thought one cop plus one open road equaled an easy escape. He didn't expect the officers to multiply by two. This chase has left him plus one reckless driving charge, plus one felony evading charge, and minus one brand new truck. Moments away on police videos. Cops get by with a little help from their friends.
Walk him in.
18-wheelers put fugitives in gridlock.
Thanks, partner.
A four-legged deputy scores big for the PD. And one freelance cameraman gets the dirt on some drunks. Next. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised. The CB radio is a powerful tool used by police officers and truck drivers. So when cops in pursuit need some extra automotive muscle, helpful truckers are just a call away. You've seen these monsters tearing down the highway, causing all sorts of trouble for police.
The CHP vehicle gets smashed there.
Although a madman in a truck can cause mayhem, most truckers would rather help police than do anything like this. Superior, Montana. To this criminal, it seems like the perfect night to run from the police. Recent rains have soaked the roads, so officers aren't taking any extra risks.
Watch this slick down here.
The suspect thinks it's smooth sailing ahead as he approaches a flower truck. But that's no ordinary trucker behind the wheel. This rig is driven by an off-duty cop. He swerves his rig, blocking the suspect on both sides. The felon just can't wiggle past this wall on wheels. As the suspect scrapes against the truck, the vehicles get locked side to side.
The vehicle just made contact.
Attached at the hip, the semi simply escorts the car to the shoulder. From there, the moonlighting cop hands the suspect off to his uniformed colleagues. Clyde, Texas. Officers are after a runaway convict and the two people who helped him escape, the prisoner's mother and her boyfriend.
Document one is a white female.
Police try to block in this family of fugitives.
So we're gonna try to box them in.
But as the cruisers pull ahead of the suspects, the driver doubles back over the median. The officers tear across the grass to the other side. Police look for a way to box them in from every side. And a fleet of semis could do the trick. Responding to the officers via CB radio, the truck drivers lend a hand and creep to a snail's pace.
Don't let ground, big truck.
Caught between 18-wheelers and a concrete divider, there's no place for these renegades to run.
Thanks, partner.
With the trucker's help, this family's quality time will now be spent behind bars.
Yeah, the route remains silent.
Laurel, Mississippi. If officers are going to stop this speeding felon, units ahead of the chase need time to lay spike strips. But the driver keeps cutting off the cruisers. Police can't pass and slow him down. And when a unit finally does get ahead of the fugitive, he swings to a freeway off-ramp, only to dart back at the last second, faking out the cop. In no time, the suspect catches up to another patrol car. The tables have turned. Now it's the cruiser that's trying to block the road. But alone, it's not easy. That's when police enlist a big rig's aid.
That truck will hold the position and the right side of him blocking.
The semi takes up a lane, cutting the officer's work in half. For several minutes, the driver tries to pass the cruiser on the left. Finally, he tries the right. In a dangerous shuffle, he clips the corner of the semi. He's loose again, but police have bought enough time to lay the trap. The cruisers pull back. Up ahead, the vehicle can't miss the spikes. The fugitive can't go any further. All because a truck gave police the precious extra moments they needed.
Suspect in custody.
Police cruisers are fast and powerful. But in some chases, size does matter. So that's when the boys in blue call on their big buddy and ask for an 18-wheel assist.
Thanks, partner.
Milledgeville, Georgia. An officer pulls over a driver for weaving. The patrolman goes out of his way to put the man at ease.
Hey, how you doing?
The man claims everything's fine. But this sharp-eyed officer's been observing the driver's behavior, and he doesn't like what he sees.
If you'll stand right there, I'll be right back.
From the privacy of his cruiser, the officer radios dispatch.
Oh, he's super nervous. He's shaking real bad.
The patrolman requests backup, but is told he'll have to wait. It's a difficult dilemma. He can't hold the man without probable cause, but dealing with him alone could be dangerous. The officer decides to stall.
I had to run your license. They'll call me right back.
While he's waiting, the officer continues the investigation in his own casual way.
You don't carry any type of illegal drugs.
The man says he's clean.
Well, while we wait, you got a problem with a quick search of the vehicle and we'll get you on your way.
Yeah, I was just in a hurry. I really don't want to.
Don't want me to do that?
No.
Okay, that's fine. Shoot, I don't blame you. That's your constitutional right.
But police have rights, too.
Yeah, I'm going to run my dog around, okay?
And a canine search is a legal way to establish probable cause. In mere moments, the canine indicates the presence of drugs. But since he has no backup, the officer wisely says nothing. Instead, he radios that he needs immediate help.
Falco indicated on it. Come on.
The officer engages the suspect in casual conversation until the second unit shows up.
Still ain't got your license back yet.
But as soon as assistance arrives, the patrolman is all business.
My dog did indicate on your car. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and do a quick search, okay?
As the backup officer pats down the suspect, the patrolman searches the car with instant results.
Go ahead and turn around, bud.
The driver submits without a struggle because he knows the officer has him dead to rights.
I don't blame you for not letting me search.
The suspect is led to the squad car, and the patrolman lets the dash cam document the evidence. It's a mountain of marijuana, 27 pounds of pot. This officer may have had a down-home manner.
Hey, how you doing?
But he also had a sophisticated eye for detail.
He's super nervous. He's shaking real bad.
By keeping his cool, the officer always had this highway stop under his control.
I don't blame you for not letting me first.
And scored a tidy little bust for the sheriff's office. Moments away on police videos. Cops and criminals aren't the only ones in the heat of battle.
That's a money shot right there.
From late night chases to midday mayhem.
It gets dangerous sometimes. But...
meet the run and gun cameramen who risk life and limb to bring you the story. Next. Over the years, we've shown you a lot of crime scenes and the people on both sides of the conflict. But there's one person you don't see. And if it weren't for him, some of this you'd never see at all. It's a question we hear all the time. Where do you get that amazing footage? Much of our video comes from TV news crews or police officers themselves. But most network cameramen don't work around the clock. So someone has to fill in the gaps to show you what happens when the criminals think no one's watching. That's where these guys come in. They're called stringers, independent cameramen who shadow the police, hunting down news as it happens.
All my friends with video cameras, I tell them, listen, throw the camera in your car because you never know when you're gonna see something. And there's something out there all the time.
And with stories unfolding at a second's notice, stringers need to move fast.
Get back! Go!
Miami, Florida. A stringer working alone captures a chilling sight. A bicyclist opens fire on the driver of an SUV. Amazingly, the driver is able to hit the gas, turning the tables on his assailant. As quickly as the incident began, the suspect flees the scene. But he's left this quick-acting stringer with evidence to give the police and an exclusive story to sell the news.
You have to be so alert in this game. It's unbelievable.
Crime waits for no man. And if a stringer wants to film police on the job, he better be able to keep up with them. Las Vegas, Nevada. It's long before dawn, and the only thing stirring at this hour is trouble. An armed robber's getaway is about to take a terrifying turn when he turns right into an SUV. The impact rolls the SUV over, but the suspect escapes unharmed.
He quickly takes off on foot, but he doesn't get far. He's soon taken into custody. And the victim is taken to the hospital. Thankfully, his injuries are minor. It's a satisfying ending, especially for the stringer, who's seen plenty of incidents that turned out much worse.
My reality, my work, is people's harshest realities, the worst moments of their life.
Much of a stringer's job is filming people in jeopardy, and with all the tragedy they witness, sometimes it's hard for them not to get involved. Titusville, Florida. While out for a drive with his family, a stringer spots a drunk driver. A good stringer is always on the job, and this vigilant video man has his camera at the ready. What he catches is truly disturbing. This man is so intoxicated, he can barely stay on the road.
Fort County, yes, sir.
The stringer radios police, and of course, he keeps rolling tape. But he doesn't wait passively for an accident to happen. When the driver pulls over, the stringer decides to confront him.
Get video of him.
It turns out this drunk isn't taking a break to sober up. He's just letting his intoxicated brother take the wheel. So the stringer reaches in to pull the keys from the ignition. He's just not fast enough. Luckily, his call to the cops did the trick. The boozing brothers are off the road, and the stringer films their bumbling sobriety tests. Officers arrest the brother on the spot, but this footage lets them build a case against the first driver. Charges are filed against both of them because a stringer had a camera and a conscience. Sometimes multiple stories unfold at once, and deciding where to point the camera is a stringer's greatest challenge. For Bob Cox, a 12-year veteran stringer, it's one part of the job that's never easy.
A rule is shoot everything and ask questions later.
Los Angeles, California. Bob responds to a call of a car fire, but what he finds at the scene is a lot more than he expected. Just 50 yards away, there's a standoff going on. The driver who caused the accident is refusing to come out of his SUV. Two riveting stories unfold at once as several officers rescue the victim from her flaming vehicle, while others fire warning shots to convince the suspect to surrender. Like the burning car, this saga is heating up by the moment. The only way police can coax this man from his car is to fire rubber bullets in his direction. Jolted by the show of force, the suspect finally surrenders. An officer confirms there are no passengers in the car, then signals other officers to move in. As the standoff wraps up, so does the story of the victim who's taken to the hospital for treatment. It all makes for gripping footage, which news organizations will be clamoring for in the morning. But it's just another night in the life of a stringer. They say everyone gets their 15 minutes of fame. But if that's true, it's only because someone's there to film it. It takes guts, a thirst for adventure, and a lot of patience. Because to survive in this job, you better be ready to respond at a moment's notice. In a business where you're only as good as your last piece of tape, the only hard and fast rules are work hard and act fast. Coming up on Police Video, a reckless car thief with a baby on board.
There's an infant child in the backseat.
Dares police to hit back. Next. Tucumcari, New Mexico. Officer Alfredo Turrieta can sense there's more to this traffic stop than a minor violation.
Your plate's expired, did you realize that?
The suspect can't answer the easiest questions. He doesn't even have ID.
You don't have anything with your name on it?
Neither does his 17-year-old passenger, though she does have her 2-year-old child in the back seat.
Now, I think it's good.
The driver brought the girl and child along for a very specific reason. The car is stolen.
This is your vehicle, right? If I run it, it will come back to you.
And he hopes that having a mother and her baby inside will prompt police to lay off. With innocent passengers in the car, this is a delicate situation. So Turrieta makes a call.
Eric, go ahead and get up in front of me.
He enlists the help of Officer Eric Kitt. Under these circumstances, Kitt knows any car-to-car contact would be too dangerous. But the driver's breakneck speed is just as likely to cause a disaster. Corporal Gerald Espinoza arrives to help slow down the fugitive. But the reckless driver rams his way past the cruiser. Undaunted, Espinoza catches up and cuts around the car again. But this time, the suspect gets nasty. Espinoza is rattled as his cruiser gets sideswiped, then rammed into a complete spin-out. Espinoza fights for control as his cruiser churns up the dust. Kit's instinct is to even the score, but he's not willing to hit back when there's a baby on board. Police will have to stop him the safest way they can. Spike strips. The car tilts to one side and loses momentum. Kit and his colleagues flock behind the sedan as its tires belch smoke. Finally, they corral the crippled car and bring it to a halt. Fearing the driver may try to use the kid as a hostage, an officer quickly gets him away from the child. The passenger emerges, shaken. But thankfully, because of officer's restraint, both she and her child come through without a scratch. When police found drugs inside the car, a narcotics charge was added to a very long list of offenses. Among them were car theft, felony evading, and assaulting a police officer. But clearly the most heartless of all his crimes was child endangerment. You may be shocked or frightened or terrified by what you've just seen. And yet cameras only catch a fraction of all crimes committed. That's why cops work around the clock to put a lid on crime. Because we all deserve to live without fear. Nabbing bad guys is not done for the cameras. It's done for you.